Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us again from Lanier County Interval House, Executive Director Aaron Lee. Aaron, welcome back. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Bob.
You've been here more frequently in recent weeks and months, and we really wish that we had a better reason for you to be here. But the femicide of Chantal Lebrun in Smiths Falls has really sparked, I don't know if I want to call it a movement, but it's certainly awareness like we haven't seen, certainly in a hyper-local level as of late. And you're here to talk about another, consequence of that awareness in a special community forum that is coming up. Is that an accurate description of what's happened?
Yes, absolutely. It is an accurate description. And I think the one thing I would add to that is that because there was a femicide in Smiths Falls and then a femicide in Renfrew County within weeks of each other, I think that that also is indicative and reflective of the history, right? We had in 2015, we had the Willknoe murders and the inquest into those murders is happening this June. And we also had a murder-suicide in Almont and in Lennox and Addington back in 2015-16. And we hosted some community forums to bring people together to share their experiences, their thoughts, and how we should respond to femicide in our rural Eastern Ontario communities. So naturally, when there was a femicide in Smiths Falls, the community was hurting. The community was reacting. There was a vigil and such. And as service providers and leaders in our community, we decided to come together. So we had two different meetings, one with the Smiths Falls Police, where we proactively decided to host this forum we're going to talk about. And the other was that we contacted and reached out to our colleagues in Renfrew County and said, let's have a discussion. And we had a meeting and had a discussion about revitalizing See It, Name It, Change It, and looking at how we can work together, united, to empower our community to heal and to feel empowered, to have courage, to reach out to services.
And you mentioned the two femicides, but also we should also let people know that each week we get the OPP report, and each week there are domestic cases that they list there. And now there are some that are nonviolent, but some weeks there are two or three where people are charged with assault, spousal assault. And so it isn't just, the highest level. This is something that is continuing. It's something that is, I hate to say it, but it's a frequent occurrence in our listening area.
It absolutely is, Bob. And it's very interesting you should mention that, because Inspector Pagliacci will tell you that while he agrees that COVID exacerbated violence in our community, that it's important not to forget that it was an issue prior to COVID. It's just more front and center. And I think that your point related to the varying levels of escalation and incidents of violence is really, really important, because when there's a femicide in our community, absolutely immediate family, immediate community are impacted. But there are far-reaching impacts when there's a femicide and when information starts to come to light that triggers people who are living in violent situations, triggers people who are planning already around their escape and feeling at risk. And we have had women who have phoned us on our crisis line and said, I'm afraid I'm next. It's going to be me next, because that's the reality of what happens when there's something local. There is always the trauma of the kind of primary victims. And then there's the secondary and the tertiary impacts. And we're trying to think about all of them as we plan this forum for February 16th. It's virtual. But certainly we're doing lots of outreach to folks in Smiths Falls and across our county, because we know that people have been impacted by this and want to be part of a solution. So we'll host the forum on the 16th of February from 11 from 11 to 1. It is a by registration through Eventbrite, and you can go on lcih.org on our website or on our social media, and you can get the link. It's being shared elsewhere as well. And attend that forum, because we're going to have service providers there to talk about what your local resources are and how we can try and help our community heal.
I think one of the, I love the fact that it's a forum, because you always have a starting point in these things. But the beauty of it is they can go in so many different directions based on what people are talking about and based on what people want to know. And by assembling these experts, these community leaders, these community sources and services all together, you give people the opportunity to explore those different directions. And maybe you expect it to start out one way, but it really goes another way. And it also, in over the course of informing them, it informs you too of what some of the larger concerns are in the community.
And I think that that's exactly it. I think that it is important for people to understand, and for the listening audience to understand, that this is not talking, we are not gathering to talk about a case. We are not gathering to talk about details of a situation. What we're doing is we want to talk about the fact that femicide is impacting rural communities, and here are your resources. You don't have to call our crisis line because you're a victim. You can call our crisis line because you want some information. You don't have to call the hospital sexual assault domestic violence program because you want to make a self-referral and get counseling support. You can call because you're concerned about your neighbor, about your sister, about your friend. Because we know, Bob, that in most situations where there's a femicide, the death review committee will say that a neighbor, a friend, or a family member had a feeling, had a sense. And our worry is often what happens to those neighbors, friends, and family after there's a femicide. They harbor this and hold this burden, and they are not responsible. They are not responsible for that femicide. And we want to be able to get to those folks too and say, like, your resources are vast. You are not responsible for the actions of a perpetrator who intends and intended to murder someone. You're not responsible for that. But when in the future, when people have feelings or concerns, here are some resources you can reach out to. You can reach out to your local police, to your shelter, to victim services, to other agencies, and talk about it. Lanark County Mental Health, all of those agencies, to talk about what's going on. And we want to hear what the community needs from us, so that we can be better prepared and better support our community as they heal, but also moving forward into the future.
I love that community approach. I mean, all too often we'll hear a story, not necessarily around here, but it does happen around here too, where somebody says, what more could I have done? And they're left with that, as you put it, that burden, thinking, you know, I could have done this, I could have done that. But in the end, like, you can only do so much as that person who's adjacent to the situation, and that could be very difficult. So the community approach is vital in those types of circumstances.
I agree 100%. And the other piece for us around reaching out to our colleagues in Renfrew County is that we created a campaign called See It, Name It, Change It. And we launched that campaign years ago. And as you know, you focus on trends and needs in the immediate and then the near future. And so that campaign kind of drove off into the road, off into the sunset. And I think it's time for us to revitalize it. I think we know that kids, we need to be able to empower people how to speak to kids about what's happening and what violence is and what inside hurting and outside hurting is all about. We need to empower our community. And we also need to talk to people who maybe are the ones making poor choices and they want to get some help, but there's so much stigma and so much judgment. We want to reach them too. And there is curriculum and information available through the See It, Name It, Change It campaign. And we're going to bring it up at the forum. And hopefully we're going to also be doing some work with Renfrew County to look at how do we extend this message and give this campaign new life and give it to our community so it can empower people around their tools to respond to violence.
And it's really about community needs. That's the way that you have approached this in the years that I've known you. It's not a matter of, you know, we're imposing what we think is going to help the situation get better. The community part of it is absolutely huge, and it shapes the way you work.
100%. We need to listen to the people in our community. I think that I appreciate what you're saying, that we always have put our community in the center. You know, it's like when we established the victim advocate program with the OPP, it was victims at the center, right? So if you keep the victims at the center or your community at the center and you work from that place and look at what do they need and what can we do and how can we respond, then you're responding to what community needs. And the See It, Name It, Change It campaign, I think that there's something in it for everyone. And I think, you know, I always have said, you know, when we learned about stop, drop, and roll and with fires, if somebody would have given us something to learn about as kids around, when you see something that's not good, if you name it, that's the way you can change it. I think that, you know, we would be more empowered as a people. It doesn't mean I want people to go out there and to put themselves in unsafe situations. I've always said that. Don't put yourself in unsafe situation. And don't create further risk for other people by just reacting to situations. It is important that we're planning how we distract, how we intervene, what we can provide so that we don't isolate people further away from us. So hopeful, we're very hopeful for our community. And the other piece, Bob, and I'm not sure if we've talked about it or not, is you know that Lanark County Interval House has been very involved with Red Dress Productions in creating pebble mosaics and art installations in various communities. And I'm happy to report that we will be doing a pebble mosaic art installation in Smiths Falls.
Great.
I met with council, and the mayor was already very supportive in the fall. It is not connected directly to the recent femicide, but timing happens to be sometimes work in our favor. And when we were installing in Almont, the pressure was on from the community. Where are we going next? Where are we putting in the next art installation? And so we chose Smiths Falls, and then we approached the mayor. He was absolutely on board and supportive, and met with council, and we're moving that forward. And I think that's another opportunity for community, for people to be engaged and to put stones in and to help us build a mosaic rooted in honoring and reflecting and stopping gender-based violence. And I think it will be a beautiful kind of tribute and honoring to Chantel as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. You talk about organizations that have to walk a fine line when they're doing their work. You have to walk a line that isn't necessarily that fine because of the community support that you get that helps you balance things out. And we're seeing that in the community forum. We're seeing that in revitalizing this campaign, which I know is going to be a big success. And then, of course, not only Smiths Falls agreeing to do this, but the other communities that, I mean, there's no hesitancy. There really isn't. And that is, that's incredible, because that's the kind of support that you need.
I agree. I think that relationships are significant in our community. And I will say that we have a very unique community in Lanark County. I've said it before on the air, but I know that my colleague from Red Dress Productions, Redefine Arts, said, like, I don't understand, like, how come it's so easy? Yeah. You know, and it's because people embrace the realities, and people in our community want to be part of solutions, and they want things to be better. Ultimately, they want things to be better. And I think that, you know, holding us to account and guiding us in our work has been very, very helpful. And I think that we've really united well in our community, and you know, I feel grateful for those opportunities. And I think the mosaic project will be really good for certain parts of the population and the community. And I think that the forum will be helpful for other parts. And I think See It, Name It, Change It, I hope that it'll be really helpful for schools, because we gotta be talking to our kids about that. They're witnessing things, they're impacted, and we need to be able to get to them to help them build their own resilience and their own tools.
And the beauty of each three is that they're not just a set track. Like, people can get so much out of each one of them, and it can really affect different people in different ways. And that's what it's all about.
Agreed. It's always about choice and what's going to work for you, and looking at what are the best options we can put out there. And sometimes, you know, people say, I'll come to one session, but I'm not really interested. I'm not an artist. And despite the fact that we tell people you don't have to be an artist to be engaged, they come to one session and all of a sudden it's like, wow, you know, it's really quite embracing. It's emotional. I didn't think I'd feel emotional. It's emotional. And you bring your intentions. What do you want a mosaic to say to people when they see it and when they stop at it? And it breathes life into this really creative conversation that's actually rooted in people's truth and their experience. And it's not as vulnerable, I think, as some other ways that we ask people to talk about where they're at, right? So I think you're right. Giving people options is always the best.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Aaron, one more time before we let you go, the Responding to Femicide Community Forum taking place February 16th between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. If people would like to sign up, they do that by
checking us out on social media, Lanark County Interval House, or going to our website, lcih.org, and following the prompts and registering on our Eventbrite.
Excellent. Aaron, as always, pleasure to speak with you. I look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks very much.
Our guest today on In Focus, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, Aaron Lee. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.